The Marlins going for their third straight win, taking on the Braves. And at Marlins Park in Miami, it was Star Wars night. And boy, was it ever. Some great costumes out there. Pick up the action in the first. Miami in front 1-0, looking to add to their lead. 2 men on for Derek Dietrich facing Lucas Sims.
Here's the 2-0 pitch. Dietrich swings, powers the ball high into the air. Is it going to stay fair? Down the line she goes. It is up, up and away. A home run for Derek Dietrich. Dietrich with a 3-run homer, cashing in a couple of walks, and a 4-0 first inning Marlins lead.
Gordon runs, ball in the dirt, and D has the bag. There's 60. Number 60, stolen bases.
Well, and that's kind of what I was getting at, was that, Flowers was going for that lead runner in a 6-0 ball game, but it also puts D, I mean, I know that's not what he's worried about, but he...
The 2-1 pitch, D bangs a single to right, there it is, number 200. D. Gordon with his 200th hit of this season, 3-for-3 tonight. Hit number 12 for the Marlins. And D. with his second big league 200 hit season.
Stanton shoots it through the infield, into right field for a hit. Here comes Rojas. Gordon on his way to third. He's in there. Stanton on his way to second. He's out there. So Giancarlo picks up RBI number 131. Miami stretches their lead to 7-0.
They were at 680 before they lost here the last two nights. Payoff pitch to Peterson. Swing and a miss. Despaigne strikes him out. Pitch up for Odrismo Despaigne. That strikeout's number 6. And it's the second out in the seventh inning. Now we'll get Matt Adams to hit in the pitcher spot.
Right center field. Yelich is there and makes the catch. And Odrismo Despaigne pushes through and gets through the seventh inning. Couple runs.
The Marlins win their third straight, taking out the Braves 10-2. Odrismo Despaigne the win, allowing 2 runs in 7 frames, striking out 6. Miguel Rojas, 4 hits, an RBI, and a run scored. D. Gordon picks up his 60th stolen base of the season to go along with his 200th hit as well. Giancarlo Stanton, meanwhile, remains at 59 home runs going into the final game of the season. The Marlins win their third in a row. Manager Don Mattingly spoke after.
Yeah, it was obviously a pretty good game for us offensively. I think D hit 3 times the first 3 innings. To be able to get his hits and get him out of the way is kind of nice. What was the stolen base? See, I don't know what stolen base was.
60.
Oh, yeah, I knew he was getting there. I said, yeah.
Well, he had it and overslid.
Right, and got it again.
Yeah,
yeah, that was obviously the guy swung the bats good. And I think the 200 obviously is something that's it's an accomplishment for a player, and a big one. It's hard to get there. You know, it's not easy to get to 200. You got to be consistent. You got to play through the whole season. You got to stay healthy, a lot of things. So that's a nice accomplishment for him.
The fans seem to be reacting when Stanton was batting to each swing, each pitch. Is that something that registers or that you can hear from the dugout?
Yeah, you can feel that a little bit. You know, it was loud, actually loud out there tonight. So that was kind of nice. It just kind of tells you what this building could be if you get it. And it's still not, you know, really full. But it is a loud building. If we can, you know, more games we get like that, the better off we'll be.
Donnie, yesterday you talked about the possibility of Giancarlo hitting leadoff. Now that D has the 200, and I looked it up, it was 86 when Pinella put you to leadoff. Have you given that more thought?
Yeah, G's going to lead off tomorrow. D's going to hit 9th.
Pitcher 8.
Yeah.
Did you ask Giancarlo about this, or is that something that?
No. I want to make sure. I told him I was going to leave him off after the game. I first want to make sure he wanted to play. you never know, right? So he knew that, and then I told him what I wanted to do with leadoff. And then we start working on you want to protect behind him just like you would usually. So we'll make that decision tomorrow, how we're going to try to protect, make sure he try to get him pitched to.
What was his response when you told him?
He was good. He was fine.
The only time it really matters is if the leadoff hitter makes the final out of the game for you guys, which actually happened tonight.
There you go.
Yeah, otherwise, that's the only way he gets an extra hurt, since they get cheated out of it.
Who came up with this idea? Was it yesterday?
This guy.
Anyway.
Hey, Pinella did it with you.
I know. I forgot all about it. I needed to go 7-for-7 that day, I think. That's what it was.
I think it was 6-for-6.
Oh, was it?
According to an AP story from the time.
Yeah, there you go. Didn't happen.
two for five.
Eh.
Did you see kind of just a general?
But hey, with a leadoff bomb. By the way. I just thought about that. So there it is. G's hitting a leadoff bomb tomorrow to start the game off.
Did you? Was it the first pitch?
No, but it was the first at bat. Yeah. So there, that's we got some chemistry working now for tomorrow.
You sense some urgency from guys to kind of get things going. I mean, D, I know what it means to him to reach into. He made up a lot of hits in a short period of time, but like you said, three at-bats in three innings, guys were just kind of feeding off each other and just kind of playing that.
I think they're just playing, honestly. I think guys are just playing. It's one of the things I have been, you know, obviously we haven't got where we wanted to go this year, but I have been proud of the fact these guys have played. They kept playing, you know, and even when we fell out of the race and it could have went really bad. But they have continued to play, and that's one thing as a manager that you – you don't want your club to quit playing. You want them to keep playing and out of respect to the game.
Think Rojas will get the cycle there? I mean, he gets that one chance.
Got a little big, didn't he? See? Tried to get a little too much. He wanted to hit it where Giancarlo hits it instead of just try to hit it in the first row.
Do you sense that Giancarlo is trying?
I think he's trying to hit homers, honestly. But, I mean, maybe not. I mean, why not? You know, I don't think that's his approach all the time. But I actually like last year, he was kind of struggling. And to me, the home run derby helped him last year. And because it kind of, you have to get loaded up and you have to do a lot of things right to hit the ball like that. And I don't actually mind it when he's trying to, you know, he's driving the ball in BP. And cause sometimes he'll try to just hit the ball to right field and just kind of peck it over there. I actually like when he tries to get on it over there and shoot it. I think it swings better when he does that.
Now that the game is over, are you going to do the same thing that you did last year with Prado?
AJ Ellis.
AJ Ellis?
Yeah, Martin messed up the double switch, so he's now the bench coach.
Okay.
So, Ellis. That was a good idea today, by the way, Joe.
Ellis will manage tomorrow.
Yep. He's already nervous. I told him during the game. He told me I shouldn't have told him until after the game because he got nervous during the game.
Doug, do you sense the Braves have been kind of going after G? They're not walking in the tunnel. How are you kind of sensing how they pitch?
No, I think they went out. I mean, in general, you don't want to just, you know, they're going after him. I don't see, like, just total walks or anything. And so I think that in general they went after him. You know, there's been a couple of times this year that you really felt like teams weren't pitching to him. They were really going to make somebody else do it. And it was for maybe a two-week period right there when he got really, really going after the break. And then when he cooled down a little bit, they kind of pitched to him. You know, I think I've talked about this before. I compare it to Big Mac. It's a swing that you feel like there's places to go. If I get the ball to this spot, I can get him out, right? If I can get the ball there, and then there's where the problem comes when you don't. And so he's got enough holes that you think you can get him out. And then when you make, you just pay when you make the mistakes. And that's really what Mac was like that a little bit for me, is like you felt like you could get him out, so you got pitched to a little bit.
You kind of like, I mean, in a game like this, in the last game of the year, that it's probably good for the game, would you say, if you were to challenge a guy rather than to pitch around him? Or I mean, obviously they'll do what they have to do. But
yeah, I mean, I think you're trying to win a game. I mean, there may be scenarios that you – I mean, it's like we talked about before the game. It is a game that's, in a sense, meaningless other than – personal stuff. There may be a guy out there that, you know, so I don't know. I think in general they'll go after him. I mean, they're just going to throw him balls down the middle or anything like that. I think they'll go after him and try to get him out.
D. Gordon reaches 60 stolen bases and 200 hits on the season in the victory. He spoke after.
I mean, it's pretty cool, man, but it means I was getting on base for the guys, and you see their numbers, man. So, I came in and did my job. Every day, I stay healthy, and I play hard for the boys.
So you got the 60 before Stan did?
Yeah, but I still think Stanton probably going to beat me. I think he's going to have a good day tomorrow.
Could win the stolen base title here, one ahead of Billy Hamilton. That'd be a big deal to you as well?
Honestly, no. No, because I set some goals and I achieved them, it's, you know. And now it's just to keep playing for the boys. That's it. You know, that was my goal, to make sure I was healthy. I missed half of last year, so I wanted to make sure I played all of this year for them.
How do you feel about batting ninth tomorrow?
That's fine. I get to hit in front of G, get him some heaters tomorrow, his second at bat, so see how it goes.
What's it like to have your name linked with guys like Ty Cobb, Lou Brock, Maury Wills? I mean, they're the only guys that hit 260 stolen bases.
Man, it's a good feeling. You know, it ain't many true leadoff hitters anymore. You know, Charlie Blackmon setting the tone. Him and Altuve, George Springer, those guys setting a different tone for the leadoff guys. So for me to be able to do it with guys who are prototypical leadoff guys, to continue to do that, you know, 40, 50 years later, you know, when the game's going in a different direction, it means a lot.
LaPierre did it, actually.
Yeah, see, but that was, 2003, 4, 5, you know, that's more than 14 years ago. So just to be able to continue to do it and hopefully keep baseball, you know, pure for the little man, be pretty cool.
You mentioned that you thought Stanton was gonna have a big game tomorrow. What do you envision him doing?
I know he's gonna get it. I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty confident he's gonna get it. You know, he get a. I don't know if y'all know, but he plays way better the day after. He's pissed off. So I'm pretty sure he's pissed off. And he gonna make some noise tomorrow.
The fans seem to be reacting to each swing when Stan was batting. Did you hear that the awe is in the
No, because I be reacting to each one of them. That's my friend. That's my brother, man. I wanted more than him. And just, you know, it's just a true testament to how healthy he's been for us. He's not had a problem all year. He's played hard for us every day, all nine innings. So it's just a true testament to the work he put in this offseason.
How important is it for you to have this type of season to 160 stolen bases after a rough year?
That's my job. My job is to go in and play hard, play good. That's what the Marlins signed me to do, and just trying to keep my end of the bargain.
Odrys Mardespanye, a nice effort, going 7 frames, allowing just 2 runs. He talked to the media after the game.
Carrera y pues.
No, I felt well, and going 7 was big. I gave up those 2 runs, but just being able to help the team and go out there and get a win and compete, that was the goal.
You think Sam was going to hit 60 tonight?
Oh, my second one of the season.
Up next, the Marlins finish off the season on Sunday. Jose Urena on the hill.